This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Rainbow Report, the second time we've tackled the topic of help, because we all need a little help to get by, and sometimes we needed a whole lot of it. For more than a year, the Victorian state government has been promising a whole lot of help, $4 million worth, in fact, for same-sex attracted youth and mental health programs, particularly to tackle the epidemic of suicide and self-harm, which is particularly high amongst our young people. Prairie MP Clem Newton-Brown joins us in the studio today to explain just what's happened to that promise, and he's also going to be sitting in and being my co-host for the show. Good afternoon, Clem.
Good afternoon, Doug.
And we'll get back to you in a little while. Now, Sydney Mardi Gras announced this week that it's jettisoning gay and lesbian from the name of the event, but not from the name of the organisation. Does that confuse you? Well, help is at hand. Brendan McLean is a 23-year-old Sydney musician and a presenter on Triple J, currently working on a musical role in Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby, so one of our creative young members of the community. He also spoke as a youth ambassador at the launch of this re-change of the name, and he joins us on the programme to explain why he thinks, unlike me, that it's a good idea. Do you want to let me know what you think? Do you want to keep the GNL branding or drop it? You know how to do it. SMS 0427 569 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Is it a good idea to keep calling the Mardi Gras gay and lesbian, or should we take it out and broaden the appeal? Now, we're going to need lots of help if we're to get marriage equality through the Parliament. And lots of people are lending a hand, including Independent MP Andrew Wilkie, who introduced a measure to reassure churches that if gay marriage is legislated, they won't be forced to marry as if they don't want to. He explains why. But coming up first, we have some rather unhappy news of someone who you will have heard of from many times on this and my previous programme and on this station. One of the leaders of Gay Dads Australia, James Christoffels, is battling throat cancer and desperately needs your help to pay for experimental treatment that's not covered by the PBS. We'll hear all about the fundraising efforts for James in just a moment. Now, James Christoffels from Gay Dads Australia has done a great deal of wonderful work in our community to help gay men realise their dreams of fatherhood. But 3 months ago, James, who has three children of his own, was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. That's cancer of the throat. He wrote to me, "Doug, I've had the worst 3 months of my life. To have these children through surrogacy and spend all the energy, heartache and finances to have them and not see them grow up sends me into deep sadness." He's already undergone 5 weeks of chemotherapy and radiation treatment at Peter MacCallum, so he's been unable to work, and he now needs further treatment not covered by PBS. So a group of his friends have got together to try and raise some funds for him, and it's all being organised by my next guest, Olympia Tsanodakis.
You did well, Doug.
Tsanodakis. There we go. Good afternoon, Olympia, and welcome
to
the program.
Good afternoon, Doug.
Now, just tell us a little bit about how James is travelling at the moment.
Yeah, look, he's having obviously a grueling time with the therapy. You know, the chemotherapy is particularly hard. The radiotherapy, I actually looked at his back last night, and he's actually got some marking, you know, coming through from that. So that obviously indicates that, you know, there's obviously some burning going on there. But look, I think his spirits are being raised probably by these sorts of things. And I think he's starting to sort of, find his own in this journey.
Now, you had a fundraiser for him on Wednesday night, didn't you?
That's right. There was his brother organised four bands at the East Brunswick Club, and that was quite a good night.
And how did you go? You got a good turnout?
I think there was probably about 60 people or so there, which was quite good because it was only organised fairly short notice, so that was quite a good turnout.
That is. Now, you've got some more events coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, look, we've got a few things. We've sort of got a few things on the drawing board, but the big one, I guess, is this Sunday. We're having a family fun day. And the idea of it is really just to get James's friends together, and a lot of them are gay dads who's helped along the way to realise their dream of fatherhood. But also, you know, friends, family, community, neighbours, lots of people have kind of come on board.
Well, Let's see if we can get some of the listeners to come on board and turn up to the Family Fun Day as well and possibly chip in something to give James a hand. Where and when is this happening? It's Sunday?
Yeah, it's this Sunday, the 27th. It's from 11 till 2, and it's at Johnson Park in Northcote. We're meeting at the Rotunda, and basically it's a BYO picnic. You need to bring your own picnic and drinks and a plate to share if you like. The idea is really just for us to get together and have a bit of a chat. James will be there. And donations would be gratefully accepted on the day or, you know, another time. Yeah.
Now, if you want to make a donation to help James, they can get in touch with you, can't they?
Yeah, they can. They can email me to my hotmail, which is limps63@hotmail.com.
That's LYMPS63. Yeah. If you are having trouble remembering that, if you go to currentaffairs.net.au, which is one of my blogs, I've put a fuller version of James's story up on there for you, and also links so that you can get in touch with Olympia here, and also details of the Family Fun Day. So you take a look at currentaffairs.net.au and you will find the whole story there. Olympia, this must be very tough on James. As he said himself, you know, he's gone through all this. He had the children through surrogacy, didn't he?
The last two through surrogacy. The first one was in a co-parenting relationship.
Yes. And, of course, that does involve an enormous amount of work and an enormous amount of money. And now he's faced with a situation where he may not see them grow up.
We're trying to get that idea out of his head, and I think he's starting to get that idea out of his head. And, you know, I think that it's possible. You know, he has got a tough cancer.
It's a hard one to treat, isn't it? I know a bit about it. I looked some stuff up. He's had the conventional treatments, but there are other treatments he can have, and this is why he needs the money.
Yeah, that's right. Look, James is a very bright fellow and has done a lot of research and spoken to lots of people. And there's a few options. He's looking at perhaps going to Germany to do hypothermia treatment. He's also considering going to Western Australia. They have a very good radiation treatment program there. So that's the conventional stuff. But I think he's also getting a lot out of the integrative medicine side of things. He's doing things like meditation, yoga. He's following, I guess, you know, along the lines of a sort of a highly nutritious sort of diet and trying to do whatever he can to boost his immune system.
It must be hard work to eat if you've got cancer in your throat.
It is, yeah. I dropped around some aloe vera juice last night, the aloe vera. I said, you need to get very familiar with her.
Indeed you do. There's also an experimental drug that is not on the PBS, which he's been considering as well.
Yep, that one, I think just one go of that is $10,000. So,
ow.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
And, of course, he's not able to work.
Not able to work, and the bills, unfortunately, don't stop coming in.
Okay, well, if you can be of any help to James, you know, get in touch. You can mail me here directly at the program, rainbowreport@joy.org.au. You can go to the website currentaffairs.net.au for more details of the gay dad who needs your help. Or you can pop along on Sunday between 11 and 2 to Johnson Park in Northcote. Meet up at the Rotunda. It's a BYO picnic, so bring some drinks and a plate to share if you wish. But if you're going to go, please get in touch with Olympia first. As I say, the address is on that website. I'll give you the email again now anyway, limps63@hotmail.com. And I don't know what kind of activities they'll have lined up. They've been talking about face painting and ball games and I don't know what else. But just go along and have some fun and chip in something to give James a hand. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks for the invitation. And James wants to say a big thank you for the support from
Joy. And I'm sure everyone out there will join with me in wishing James all the best in his ongoing battle. Okay, well, we have been waiting and waiting for the state government to decide how to spend the $4 million it promised us during the election to tackle GLBTI youth mental health. Now, the decisions have all been made, and in a moment we'll hear all about them from Clem Newton-Brown.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.